saved by the blood, but I'm not a gang member.
WGKP radio show with DJ Gospel New Flavor. For all the new flavor jams and all the old flavor jams, right here on WGKP FM.
Movement Records presents the brand new album from K-Drama, We Fit the Workout Plan. With over 18 tracks that'll be sure to motivate you to get in shape spiritually and physically, We Fit features the smash hit Slim Down. Plus, guest features from Sean Slaughter, Willie Will, D-Mob, Humble Tip, Pastor AD3, and more. Order your copy of We Fit the Workout Plan in iTunes or by visiting crossmovementrecords.com. Album in stores now. The Gray's fourth studio album, Rehab, in stores now. There are four versions, the Ultimate Deluxe, Deluxe, the CD, and the Vinyl, featuring Tedashi, Pro, Danger, Anthony Evans, and more. Get the first single, High, featuring Shoba Robin and Susie Robin. Now available on iTunes. Visit RehabTheAlbum.com for more details. The fourth studio album by Lecrae, Rehab, in stores now.
This is DJ Gospel New Flavor on WGKP FM.
Right about now, you're going to hear the old flavor jams.
Started dancing and I put us into a groove. As soon as the book of Proverbs. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to discern the words of understanding, to receive instruction in wise dealing, in righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young man, that the wise man may hear and increase learning, that the man of understanding may attain to sound counsel, to understand the proverb and parables, the words and riddles of the wise. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge, but the foolish despise wisdom and instruction. My son, listen to your father's instruction, and don't forsake your mother's teaching, for they will be a garland to grace your head and chains around your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, don't consent. If they say, come with us, let's lay in wait for blood. Let's lurk secretly for the innocent without cause. Let's swallow them up alive like Sheol and whole like those who go down into the pit. We'll find all valuable wealth. We'll fill our houses with spoil. You shall cast your lot among us. We'll all have one purse. My son, don't walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their path. For their feet run to evil. They hurry to shed blood. For in vain is the net spread in the sight of any bird. But these lay in wait for their own blood. They lurk secretly for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain. It takes away the life of its owners. Wisdom calls aloud in the street. She utters her voice in the public squares. She calls at the head of noisy places. At the entrance of the city gate, she utters her words. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? How long will mockers delight themselves in mockery, and fools hate knowledge? Turn at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make known my words to you. Because I have called and you have refused, I have stretched out my hand and no one has paid attention. But you have ignored all my counsel and wanted none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your disaster. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when your disaster comes on like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come on you. Then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me. Because they hated knowledge and didn't choose the fear of Yahweh. They wanted none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore they will eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own schemes. For the backsliding of the simple will kill them. The careless ease of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will dwell securely and will be at ease without fear of harm.
Thank you.
My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Turn your ear to my understanding, that you may maintain discretion, that your lips may preserve knowledge. For the lips of an adulteress drip honey, her mouth is smoother than oil. But in the end she is as bitter as wormwood and as sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps lead straight to Sheol. She gives no thought to the way of life, her ways are crooked and she doesn't know it. Now therefore, my sons, listen to me. Don't depart from the words of my mouth. Remove your way far from her. Don't come near the door of her house, lest you give your honor to others and your years to the cruel one, lest strangers feast on your wealth and your labors enrich another man's house. You will groan at your latter end when your flesh and your body are consumed, and say, how I have hated instruction and my heart despised reproof. Neither have I obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor turned my ear to those who instructed me. I have come to the brink of utter ruin, in the midst of the gathered assembly. Drink water out of your own cistern, running water out of your own well. Should your springs overflow in the streets, streams of water in the public squares? Let them be for yourself alone, not for strangers with you. Let your spring be blessed. Rejoice in the wife of your youth. A loving hind and a pleasant doe, let her breast satisfy you at all times, be captivated always with her love. For why should you, my son, be captivated with an adulteress? Why embrace the bosom of another? For the ways of man are before the eyes of Yahweh. He examines all his past. The evil deeds of the wicked ensnare him, the cords of his sin hold him firmly. He will die for lack of instruction, and the greatness of his folly he will go astray.